First of all, how's the heart?
I would say there's a lot more than me around there. I'd say both sets of fans now were put through the rigour there, you know. From our own point of view, Oisin, we would have been happy with an awful lot of our play. I think there was a moment there we were 14-7 up, and you know, we made a couple of errors, brought Armagh back into a wee bit, a two-pointer and a one-pointer, and then the scoreboard looked a wee bit different at half-time, and then we had to go again. We had to find another gear. We were maybe six up at one stage, and then again. But that was always going to be the case with Armagh, you know. Coming down the stretch, we didn't manage the game well. You know, we had two very, very important possessions, and we fluffed both of them, you know. So to be out the other side and to be victorious, and to be honest with you, that moment there when Armagh went hard on the press, 20 seconds, 25 seconds to go, they left two or three men on the weak side. You know, the way Steve McMenamin and Finbar managed that was the flip of what we would have hoped would have happened with a minute to go in normal time. So, yeah, it was great for the two lads and great for the team that moment of redemption came, because it would have been a very, very, very long run down the road, having got beat today in the position we were in, you know, with 69 minutes on the clock. So there's huge learnings there for us. And listen, Armagh, unbelievable team, you know, unbelievable spirit, mentality, and ask so many questions off you. But again, our lads were able to respond in key moments.
How do you go about digging deep and finding that extra bit of character, that extra nugget to get it over the line? Because that's what your guys had to do.
For me, that's where your training comes in. You know, that's where your training comes in. Like, that's every night. It's everything you do. It's you know, it's everything you do away from the training. You know, all of those moments are going to come to the surface at some stage, you know, and that's what we were talking about in our huddle at half time and extra time. You know, we have a lot of work done, lads. You know, we have a lot of work done. We can't let this slip because we've been so dedicated to this thing for the last number of months, you know. So, and I'm sure Armagh were saying exactly the same thing, but these are the conversations you have to find with yourself, because you have to find something, you know, you have to find something. And we managed to get two or three transitional moments there when fellas hadn't got the legs to do it, but they just dug deep and they got us out with the ball, those couple of moments made the difference. You know, we were half time and extra time, and I said to the boys, listen, there's going to be three or four possessions here and maybe one turnover. That's what it's reduced down to, you know, and it's just making good decisions when those moments come.
Kieran Moore's legs were a wee bit fresher because you took him off in the second half. Niall O'Donnell didn't appear at all during normal time. Both of those players were very much key to what happened there in extra time and the success.
Definitely, yeah, no, definitely. Like, Kieran Moore is a serious athlete, you know, so he didn't get going the day the way he would normally get going from an athletic point of view, but when he came back on, he had that energy and he had that vigour back. And Niall O'Donnell won the Ulster Championship for us last year, and he's kicked two massive points there today as well when it really, really mattered. But these are the whole things, you know. Conor Donnell didn't start today because we went with bigger men because it was Armagh, and Connor's played nearly every game for us. So, you know, that's what your squad is for. That's what we spoke about last year when Galway beat us. We needed to provide more depth within the squad. And so, yeah, so delighted that those fellas found a way to step up.
Michael Murphy returned to the Donegal panel to win another trophy. He's got a sixth Ulster title. No doubt he played his role there today.
Oh, massive.
It was phenomenal.
Massive.
The one-handed catch in the
first half. Just a great ball by Finbar on the diagonal, and there's not many of them in the game at the minute, which is weird because of the mark. But yeah, great ball, mighty catch. But just everything with Michael that he brings to the table, and in the meetings and in the prep, and obviously a cool head at half-time, and just his quality on the ball as well. You know,
is this one as special as last year? We've seen the players celebrate afterwards. It looked like it was the first ever Ulster that was won. It meant so much to them.
They're all very unique.
Yeah.
They're all very, very unique, and they're all as special, you know, as the next one, to be honest with you. And you know, you're a packed house out there, and the sun's shining, and you know, we all travel to Ulster finals as children, and that's the moment. The house is full and the sun is shining, and somebody's going to win and somebody unfortunately is not going to win. And we had a lot of days against Armagh in many respects where we were out the wrong side of it. A lot of days I played in Ulster finals, so they're very, very special. They're very, very special, and we will enjoy tonight and enjoy that with our families and everything else, and refocus then as quickly as we can, because another competition's going to start now. But we're not talk too much about that tonight. Just proud of them tonight, proud of the way they went about it and kept going to the very end, and they're entitled to celebrate.
Yeah. Finally, would you agree that was one of the best advertisements for Gaelic football that was played there today? And it shows you why the Ulster Championship as crucial in this country and why it plays such a big role?
Well, for me, the Ulster Championship and the Munster Hurling Championship are just on a par. You know, they're just, they bring so much, they ignite so much within people. It's crazy. But at the same time, you know, there'll be a serious game in Croke Park tomorrow. The Connacht final was seriously competitive, you know. So, I think the provincials are in a good place. I think there's a lot of people, for whatever reason, talking them down or had been talking them down, but maybe that narrative will change on the back of this season, because that was a serious competition in all provinces this year, you know. And for us, we're thankful, we're delighted, we're thankful, and we'll travel down the road now and enjoy the evening with our supporters.
Enjoy the bus home and enjoy the Abbey tonight in Donegal.
We will.
Well done, Joe. Congratulations.
Thanks, Oshie.